And this morning, my take, I title it, Help the Poor Get Legal Services. In my last take, I expressed joy about a fund mobilization drive by the Attorney General, Godfred Yeboah-Dame, to help the Law Reform and Legal Aid Commissions in their work. On Wednesday, the President launched the two funds for the two institutions with 1 million CDs each as seed money. He, CEO of IPMC and an energy company, made separate donations amounting to 400,000 to these funds. Guess what? Many shook their heads in utter disbelief when Chairman of the Legal Aid Commission Board, Justice Nene Amegache, disclosed that the commission was allocated, listen, 7,000 Ghana cedis for the whole of 2016 for its critical access to justice program. 7,000. This year, an amount of 20,000 said to have been released to it had not hit the accounts as at 10th August. Now, you may appreciate my excitement for this staff and resource-starved commission that is still managing to serve the poor who cannot afford legal services. They are in 11 regional capitals and 46 districts. And check this. In the first half of 2022, they received 7,558 court cases and resolved 3,163 of them. They got 4,114 ADR cases and resolved 2,233 of those cases. Justice Amegache wishes the appeal for funds regularly done by media organizations will extend to this noble cause. This democracy is only secured if we give true meaning to the rule of law. And that means giving the poor and vulnerable in society access to justice. I mean equal access to justice. The poor are thrown into jail. Reckless abandon. The rich always get bail. Justice Jones Doche re-echoed the need for lawyers to offer free legal services to the poor because, as we know, they simply cannot afford. He actually wants pro bono services to be made a mandatory requirement for the annual renewal of licenses of lawyers. Individuals and organizations should think about donating to the fund. But I repeat my call in 2017 for a policy to streamline paralegal training and allow paralegals to practice in our district courts. The courts remain the preserve of lawyers. 90% of the few hundreds of lawyers called to the bar each year stay in cities, especially here in Accra. And that will not change in the next 5 decades. The Constitution commands that anyone who is arrested, restricted, or detained has a right, fundamental right, to a lawyer of his choice. It is obvious the state is unable to fulfill that duty. Let paralegals bridge that gap. They may also be able to help some chiefs appreciate that if a journalist or a member of their community knowingly uses disrespectful or insulting language or insults a chief by word or conduct, it is an offense punishable by up to 2,400 cedis or 3 months in jail or both. That's according to a rather disturbing Section 63 of the Chieftaincy Act 2008. You've heard me speak about this too many times. And this was introduced years after the offense of insulting the president was scrapped. Insulting the president is not a criminal offense, but insulting a chief is a criminal offense, even by conduct. The Supreme Court held in 2011 that it is against the fundamental human rights and freedom of movement of a person to punish them for deliberately refusing to honor a call from a chief to attend to an issue. It is a violation of Articles 21 and 162 of the Constitution to purport to ban journalists or a media house from covering a broadcast, covering or broadcasting a public event because they are critical, disrespectful, or insulting. Let due process prevail under the rule of law. Blow the whistle too, so that the OSP can check corruption. When you blow the whistle, you may get a reward. Sometimes you may get 10% of the money recovered. When you do, remember to donate to the Legal Aid Fund and the Law Reform Commission Fund. And that is my take.